Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I'm very happy to sit with you today. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start very soon. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion, on the floor, or in a chair. Both are fine. And before we get started, I want to continue what I've been doing for the last few weeks, which is answering your questions, because they're awesome questions, and because I want to help. And if you have a question, you can leave it in comments here, or you can click on the Ask Susan podcast link, and there's a phone number, and you can leave me a voicemail, and I would love to answer your question on my podcast. So this week's question comes from Kim, who says, I've been meditating regularly now for 6 years. That's awesome. It has changed my life and made me a much calmer, more aware person, right? However, I am having a really hard time lately, and I can't seem to get my head around it. I'm an American and have a hard time reconciling peace within myself when there are so many horrible things happening or about to happen. Reading the news brings a new horror every single day. I don't recognize the country I call home. But I can't not read it because I refuse to be uninformed. I have children who need me to be able to talk to them about the world. Ignorance is not an option. I know one of the principles of Buddhism is, quote, the opposite of what you know is also true, end quote. I can't apply that to 2017 America. It is causing me so much unrest. I'd love to hear any thoughts or advice. Thank you so much for this question. I want to preface my answer by saying this, what I'm about to say, has nothing to do with your politics. I don't care if you are a Democrat or a Republican. I think there are amazing values in both political parties when they are espoused truly. So this answer is not about whether you're a Democrat or Republican or a liberal or a conservative. That's up to you. And this grief is not about one party triumphing over another party, I would say. It is about racism, misogyny, intolerance, anti-Semitism, power grabbing, and a disregard for our constitutional rights out of self-interest. It's very painful for those of us who see it that way, and for those of us who do, we can't really imagine another way to see it. That said, this is not political, I promise. This is about heartbreak, whether you're feeling it now or felt it before. I hope this will be useful. So first, Kim says he or she can't do the Buddhist principle of the opposite of what you know is also true. I've never heard that. Doesn't mean it's not completely true, or not true. But I have not been taught that or studied it, so I can't comment on that. So you say you can't not read the news, but I want to push back on that because you absolutely can not read the news. It does not mean that you are choosing ignorance over being informed or choosing to be a lazy bum when others need your help, because clearly the first thing we all need to protect is our state of mind. It is a ragged, hurt, enraged, disregarded state of mind that has given rise, in my opinion, to the circumstances we now face as a country. So we can't disregard ourselves. So if we want to take action against what we think is wrong, whatever that wrong might be, it's very important that we do so from a place of balance within ourselves. If our actions stem instead from one of the three poisons, grasping, aggression, or ignorance, we will add to the grasping, aggression, and ignorance that we are trying to fight. So when we're triggered, when we're upset, it's very easy to just default to one of the three poisons because we want to do something to mitigate what we see as so wrong. And that is wonderful, and we should. However, when we try to solve the problem by grasping, which would here mean, this is wrong, it has to change, I need to do something. Yeah, it is wrong, and you do have to do something. But if you're coming from that state of mind that is speedy and desperate, your actions will create more speed and desperation. So you need to find a way to come back to balance. Similarly, if your actions come from aggression, which is, this is wrong, I'm going to destroy it, I'm taking it down, whatever it takes, now, no. Again, your sentiments may be well placed, but your actions will not accomplish what you wish to accomplish. They will instead inject more aggression into the situation. So we need to come back to balance. The third poison is called ignorance, which is kind of the opposite of speeding up and trying to do something, anything. It's slowing down so far that you fall asleep and you just say, never mind, I can't face it, I'm not going to deal with it. Up to, it's not happening. I'm going to deny its existence. So there's either, I'm going to lie on the couch for a day or a week or a year, or, oh, it's fine, everything's fine. Those are just two marks on the spectrum of ignorance. So we don't want to do that either. However, we need to come back to balance. There is definitely a point between lying on the couch for a year and watching, you know, stupid television and pushing your face in and re-breaking your own heart every minute of the day. That is not good for you. It's not good for your children. It's not good for me. It's not good for our country. Please don't do that. Please take care of yourself. And I promise you that if something really good or really bad happens, you will hear about it. So in the meantime, be prudent. Be very prudent. I'd say also in this question is sadness about not being able to regain a sense of peace within oneself. And, you know, sometimes we can't. And when we try to fight our lack of peace, of course, that is not going to lead to peace. You cannot punch yourself in the face back to a peaceful state. You cannot exhort or yell or demand peace. Instead, what we need to do is feel our lack of peace, let it be exactly as it is, let it animate us. But here's what I suggest not doing. To feel it, yes, but not the story of why you feel it. It's because of this, and therefore I have to do that, and if only this hadn't happened, and I shouldn't have done this, and they shouldn't have done that. Cool. All of those thoughts could be very useful. But when you're thinking of them as a way to shut yourself up, as opposed to explore options for real change, then you are being aggressive toward yourself. There's a self-aggression in this question. I posit, I may be projecting, so forgive me if I'm wrong, of I have to do this because it's good for others. I need to make myself be peaceful again because I want that, or that's good for me, or that's good for my children. And again, maybe all of that is true, but the self-aggression will not accomplish what you wish, which is spaciousness and ease in the midst of everything that is going on. Not ignoring it, but in the midst of it, like you are the still eye in the hurricane. That's what we're looking for. I'm not saying it's easy, but when we practice meditation, that is what we are practicing. We are practicing establishing our seat, literally and figuratively, right in the middle of the hurricane of our lives, and saying, I'm not going to work on anything. I'm not going to try to improve myself or anyone else. I have no agenda right now. Instead, I am simply going to sit here with my life, with myself, with its confusion, chaos, horror, brilliance, joy, boredom, everything. I'm going to sit here right in the middle of the storm, and I'm going to be still. And then I'm going to get back and go into it. So it's a very powerful capacity to be able to do that. I know there are people who think, oh, meditating, that's like some sort of weird navel-gazing and escape. It's not. It's the opposite. It's finding a way to be with all the turmoil and all the joy fully and with tremendous courage. That's why we take our seat. And our courage is needed right now. So let's practice together. I hope that's useful, Kim. Please do let me know. Or anybody else, you can let me know too. So let's begin our practice, please, together by really having that sense of, I take my seat. I am right in the middle of my life right now. You are right in the middle of yours. And here we are taking our seat like a king and or a queen, right in the middle of the whole thing. And just like a king and or a queen, we're in a position to survey our kingdom, some things we like, some things we don't, but we hold our seat. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. And sit up straight because you're a friggin' king and or a queen, and they don't slump. So we sit up straight to proclaim our dignity. Because you're a king and or a queen, and you have your rightful place in this world right this moment, you can relax. You can express that by softening your front body, your belly, your chest, your throat. And let your shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long, and the mouth is closed. The lips and teeth are slightly parted. The mouth is closed because you don't have to talk, and that is wonderful. So let's enjoy this opportunity to fill with our own silence. And let that silence mix with the dignity of this upright posture, if that makes sense. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot a few feet in front, up to 6 feet, depending on the distance of your screen. Let the eyes be soft. Feel your body breathing. And stay with that feeling. Come in with the in-breath and flow out with the out-breath. Let your mind rest on the breath, like the breath could carry the mind. Your mind doesn't have to work right now. It can rest on the wave of breath. Your mind will continue to think things because that's what our minds do. That's good. So just let your thoughts be as they are, like ambient noise happening somewhere out there, while your primary attention is on the breath. And if at any point you notice you become lost in thought, like to the point where you have lost track of your breath completely, say to yourself silently, thinking. Label that moment. Let go. Whatever the thought is does not matter at all. And gently bring your attention back to the breath and take a fresh start. There is no end to the amount of fresh starts you are allowed. So we can just relax and sit together. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you for practicing with me.